Isaiah chapter 8. Yahweh said to me, "Take a large tablet and write on it, Meher Shalah Hashbaz. I will summon faithful witnesses to attest for me, Uriah the priest and Zechariah, son of Jeberechiah." I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then Yahweh said to me, "Call his name, Meher Shalah Hashbaz. For before the child knows to cry, 'My father,' and 'My mother,' the riches of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried away by the king of Assyria." Yahweh spoke to me again, "Because this people has refused the gentle waters of Shiloah and rejoices over Rezin and the son of Remaliah, therefore the Lord is about to bring up on them the waters of the river, mighty and many, the king of Assyria and all his glory, and it will come up over all its channels and overflow its banks. The river will sweep onward into Judah, flooding and passing on until it reaches to your neck. Its outstretched wings will fill the breadth of your land, Emmanuel. You peoples will be broken to pieces. Listen, all you distant countries. Gird yourselves and be broken to pieces. Gird yourselves and be broken to pieces. Form a plan, but it will not be carried out. Issue the command, but it will not be carried out. For God is with us." Yahweh spoke to me with his strong hand upon me and warned me not to walk in the way of this people. "Do not call conspiracy anything that this people calls conspiracy. You will not fear what they fear, and do not be terrified. It is Yahweh of hosts whom you will honor as holy. He is the one you must fear, and he is the one you must dread. He will become a sanctuary, but he will be a stone of striking and a stone of stumbling for both the houses of Israel. And he will be a trap and a snare to the people of Jerusalem. Many will stumble over it and fall and be broken and be ensnared and captured. Bind up my testimony, seal the official record, and give it to my disciples. I will wait for Yahweh, who hides his face from the house of Jacob. I will trust in him. See, I and the sons whom Yahweh has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from Yahweh of hosts, who lives on Mount Zion. They will say to you, "Consult with sorcerers and spiritists, the ones who chirp and mutter incantations." But should a people not consult with their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony. If they do not say such things, it is because they have no light of dawn. They will pass through the land greatly distressed and hungry. When they are hungry, they will become angry and curse their king and their God as they turn their faces upward. They will look at the earth and see distress, darkness, and gloom that causes anguish. They will be banished to thick darkness.